My next story is titled Pulling on the Leash. "Oh, sport, you are all any boy could wish for," Kurt threw his arms around his beautiful border collie. "I'm so glad I have you." Kurt remembered how he had longed for a dog of his very own, but his parents had been reluctant to have a dog in town. Only after he had shown he could be trusted doing his chores faithfully for 3 months did his parents agree to let him get a dog. How excited he had been to see border collies advertised in the newspaper. The 6-week-old pups cost $25, but Kurt had already saved $40 from his paper route money. Mother had said he could call about one of the pups, and the owner had mentioned that one was an aggressive male that would make a good pet and be trainable to become an obedient dog. After supper, Papa had taken him out to the farm, and Kurt eagerly anticipated picking out his very own pup. He picked the little male with good markings. The pup appeared to be just what Kurt had wanted. On the way home, Kurt held the pup close and whispered into his ear, "I'm going to call you Sport. You are my very own dog, and I'll teach you so well that you will turn out to be the most obedient dog around." Sport's home was a small, unused chicken coop. All day while Kurt was in school, Sport had to be penned up. But every evening when Kurt came home, he quickly changed clothes and dashed out to Sport. Together they tumbled and played, having great times. Little by little, Kurt gave Sport more freedom in the pleasant outdoors. It was so much fun to watch him chase dead leaves blown by spring breezes. Sometimes Kurt let him out while he did chores. One evening, Mother complained, "Sport dug in my flower bed again." Tender shoots of Easter flowers were lying broken beside the hole. Sport had such fun digging. Because of this, Kurt knew he must keep Sport on a chain when he was not there to watch him. "Yes, Sport, you are all any boy could wish for. I'm so glad I have you, but you will have to learn not to dig in Mother's flower bed. So now you must wear this collar and stay on a chain. Can you understand?" Kurt sadly questioned. He had promised his parents he would teach Sport to obey, so this was the first step in the training process. But he felt sorry that Sport had to be chained, because the growing pup had such fun running as he pleased without restriction. He would just have to watch Sport more closely when he was loose. School hours dragged by very slowly for Kurt. He was eager to be home with Sport. One day his teacher sent a note to his parents. "Spring fever seems to have struck Kurt. Lessons are not being completed on time and are done in a careless manner." "Son, what do you say about this?" Mother questioned after reading the note. "Oh, Mother, I'd rather be out of school and play with Sport," mumbled Kurt. "I thought so," Mother replied. "We'll need to make some changes. We'll need to make a schedule for you to manage your time better so you will have time to do your lessons well." After supper, Papa joined in the planning. Kurt's mornings were already busy since he had started his paper route, which took him 30 minutes. But after that, he always was hungry for Mother's good breakfast. Then it was time for family worship, which was also an important part of the morning before Kurt left for school. "There just won't be any study time before school in the mornings, Kurt, so you will need to make time for studies in the evenings," Papa commented helpfully. "But right after supper and dishes, you will have time for your homework. I do believe if you use your school time wisely, though, you won't have much to bring home." "Now, since the days are warming up, Mother needs your help with the garden planning. You usually looked forward to spring work other years, but Mother tells me you have been so reluctant to help her these days, Kurt. That makes it hard for her," Papa added sadly. "On prayer meeting nights, though, she will give you time before supper for your homework." "But when do I play the sport?" wailed Kirk. "If you come promptly and work quickly doing your chores, I'm sure there will be time for sport," Mother assured. The remaining weeks of school went by quickly, and the schedule was helping Kirk to do better in school as well as at home. Mother was pleased with the improvement. Finally, the last day of school arrived. "Oh, sport, I have had my last day in eighth grade. Now we'll have great times together," Kirk promised. Sport seemed to understand as he showered his master with wet kisses. Mother, too, was glad for Kirk's summer vacation. "Now that Sport is older, you will need to be serious about his training. Time will go quickly this summer with your extra work at Uncle Harold's truck patch," reminded Mother. "I do try to teach Sport according to that dog training book, but all he wants to do is play. He is still such a baby that I hate to spoil his fun," Kirk defended. "Yes, Sport does seem happy playing, but it won't be long until he is fully grown, and an untrained dog can be such a nuisance, while an obedient dog with his master is a pleasant experience," Mother commented. "When you were still a baby, Papa and I taught you obedience. There were times you seemed too young to understand, and it would have been easy to let you go because you were having so much fun. But God has commanded in His Word that parents have great responsibility to teach children in the right way. So we gently helped you, and you learned quickly. We realize this made you a more happy child. It has not always been easy, but God has helped us through these years in teaching you, and we are rewarded when we see you choose to willingly obey us." Kirk pondered over what Mother told him. He determined to work daily with Sport, teaching him obedience. He would show his parents he could be faithful. But Uncle Harold called frequently for Kirk to help with picking vegetables. Kirk also met Jerry, who was staying next door with his grandmother. The boys soon had so many plans to fill the summer that there never seemed to be much time to spend teaching Sport. One August afternoon, Kirk snapped the leash onto Sport's collar to take him for a walk. Sport enjoyed the chance to be off his heavier chain. As they walked along, a cat darted across their path. Immediately, Sport dashed after it, and it took great effort for Kirk to hold on to the leash. Kirk was really disgusted with Sport by the end of their walk. He had been patient when Sport had wanted to investigate a bush here and a clump of grass there. But over and over, Sport had pulled so hard on the leash that it made it difficult for Kirk to stay on the sidewalk. At home, as he was putting away Sport's leash, Kirk groaned to his mother, "It's so hard to walk, Sport. He pulls so hard on his leash instead of walking by my side." "Yes, I was watching," commented Mother. "And I saw how Sport pulled on his leash, wanting his own way. But Kurt, of late you too have been pulling on your leash of our family's rules. This morning you didn't ask permission to play with Jerry, and I've noticed the weeding I asked you to do is only half done. The time you need for sport is spent doing things with Jerry. It appears you have been trying to see how far you can go in having your own way. Now because of this, you will need to be grounded here at home for a week. You must learn obedience by personally choosing to obey." Sadly, Kurt looked up from staring at the floor. "I'm very sorry, Mother. Can you forgive me? I can understand better now how you must feel about my disobedience. I know what it is like when Sport pulls on his leash, wanting his own way. It makes it hard for me to feel happy about him. And now I see I have been making it hard for you and Papa to be patient with me. Will you pray with me that I not pull on my leash by selfishly disobeying you? Kurt asked with a humbled spirit. I really need God's help so that I want to obey you and bring happiness to you and Papa. And God can help me be firm in teaching sport, too, so He will bring me joy by obeying me. We both need to learn our lessons in obedience by not pulling on the leash.